Alright, ladies and gentlemen, this is the second hour of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And we are going to hop into the phone lines once again. We have over 9,000 in Florida. Line 9.
There's this guy on the radio, his name is D. He cries about white supremacy. Divide and conquer, that's just how they'll do ya. It's the Jews, yeah. It's the Jews, yeah. They own Hollywood and the news, yeah. It's really the Jews. How you like that?
Well, yeah, that's extra special.
When you get into the whole white supremacy, man, I can't find any white supremacists. I think they're all been infiltrated by the FBI. I think both sides have been, I think it's all divide and conquer, man. I mean, this is 2023. I tell you a story the other day. I know these two guys, they picked a black guy up. They gave him some food. They gave him some clothes. You can look it up. It's in the news. They dropped him off at a store and he shot him. He shot one of them and killed him. But you know what? These guys, like me, I was walking down the road the other day, and because I left my car at a shop, and I only live a mile from the shop. I'm walking, four black guys come by in the car, they yelled something at me. I didn't say nothing back to them. They turned around. I thought I was going to get jumped, but there was a guy jogging, and if it wasn't for that guy jogging as a bodybuilder, he thought they were yelling at him. He stopped, and they seen him, and they turned around and went the other way. Now, do I take it like all black? No. You know, I mean, it's just good and bad, man. I mean, I don't know any of my friends that I grew up with that are white supremacists or even have that kind of a mentality, because we all have worked with black, I guess maybe it's where I live. Maybe if you live somewhere where it's all white, where you can't go anywhere where it's all white, I don't think. I think because you've got the music, you've got the TV.
Hold on. Let me ask you. First off, let me tell you of a similar story. I know of a couple of white guys who picked up a black guy. Yeah, a homeless black guy, fed him, clothed him. The next thing you know, the guy's chained up in their basement and they're gang raping this black guy.
That sounds like a pop fiction
These kind of stories, it's like some pulp fiction kind of stuff, but it happens. But let me ask you, do you have an account on Gab social network?
No, but I hear you talk about it. But then I tell you about the troll farms. There's these troll farms, man, where these guys are. I saw a good piece on YouTube. These guys are just making this stuff happen. You know,
It's too many. I can see a group that gets together, might be 10, 12, maybe even 20. No, you've got thousands. Thousands.
Even some of the hardcore stuff that I listen to sometimes, I'll go to Renegade Broadcast. If you ever go there, there's a guy named Kyle Hunt on there. You would think he's a white supremacist. Even he says there are some decent black people, you know? I mean, sometimes what you perceive as white it's a nationalist movement. I know you talked about it all. I'm just speaking my mind. From my perspective, I don't see all this white supremacy. I don't see Nazis and skinheads everywhere. I just don't see it. You know, I don't see it. I don't see it on the news. I don't see a lot of videos of it. I see a lot of black people beating the hell out of white people, though. I see a lot of that. I see a lot of that.
Plenty. There's a thing called willful ignorance. You got to be willing to accept that it's there. There's tons of brand new documentaries. There's maybe one made every 6 months that I've seen come out on YouTube, very current, about white supremacy groups that are active right now. Being seen. Well, you know what they say? The devil's greatest trick is convincing humanity that he does not exist. Well, I mean, that's why the white robes and all that stuff, the secret society kind of stuff. You're not going to see it.
I think that stuff is the past, man. I really don't, you know, Of course, I don't live in Mississippi or anything. I'm sure there's still little groups of guys that dress up in sheets and act like idiots. I don't know. I had to disagree. I just think that.
Let me put it to you like this. Have you ever seen anybody in Arab garb do a terrorist act in front of you? Is it around you? Is it in your neighborhood?
No, but I know the Mossad does that, and so does the CIA. But yes, I'm sure they do some things like that, but we have come to find out that who was really doing a lot of that, like in Lebanon back in 81, 82, who did that, and it's blamed it on the Iranians. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I mean, it's the...
But I could argue that I've never seen anybody. I've never seen anybody. I've never seen any of this stuff. It's not around me. No. I've never seen it. I don't think it exists. But yet, it's been a huge driving point in politics around the world.
Yeah, well, I've never seen a terrorist blow anything up either. I've never seen anything blown up, and I don't want to. But what I'm saying is, a lot of what we see. Look, black people have shaped our culture for the last 100. Well, let's say close to 100 years. Got some really good music out of it. They dominate sports, and because they're, you guys are good at what you do. And, you know, if everyone could walk around blind, or if everyone could walk around and they couldn't hear, I guess there wouldn't be any hate for anything, would there? There wouldn't be no reason. The greatest thing I ever heard was, you know, judge people by their character. And I'm not sure. I thought Luther came up with that, but he coined that phrase, or might have came from some ancient Greek philosopher. I don't know, but it's pretty good. Judge people by their character.
That's fine. But the most of us are point of what I said, most of us are in the middle. But yet we have the two extremes at the opposite end of the spectrums controlling and running stuff. And making decisions for us, and everything is, decisions are being made for us because of those two extremes.
I think it's part of the whole social engineering. It goes back to what I've said before, the Frankfurt School, when the word racist came out, it's a Marxist, the multiculturalist thing, the whole turn everyone against each other, you know, hate your brother, hate your father, hate your mother. It's a plan that's working very good. I've seen a really good interview with Mike Wallace and Morgan Freeman, and he was sitting there talking to him, and he says, what do you think about black history? Because I don't think about it at all. It's just history. It's American history. Why are we even talking about it? Anyway, and you know what? He goes, well, what about white history? And you know what Mike Wallace said? Well, I'm Jewish. Okay. And he looked at him like, okay, so you're not even white. You're beyond that. You know, I think there's a group of people who are just keeping this alive, keeping this hate going. But far as white supremacists, I'll end it. You got other callers. I don't see them. I don't think they really exist on the level that you're talking about, because I'm not looking for them, but I don't really see them. I don't see groups of people. If you see guys with Nazi flags, they're probably FBI infiltrated. You know, you probably get agents all in there provoking all this stuff.
Lot of times, absolutely, absolutely, and a lot of
too.
But do you see a lot of pedophiles? Do you know any pedophiles?
Pedophiles? No, I don't see any pedophiles. And I don't want to.
But it's not in your immediate area. It's not within your immediate purview. It's not part of your everyday life.
They're all around here. I'm sure they. They're all around a lot of people. If you only knew how many lived in your neighborhood, you'd probably freak out. I mean, fortunately, I don't live in a neighborhood. I'm kind of out in the country a little bit. See, I'll let you go. You got other calls. I'm not going to hold you up.
Well, it's... I would suggest just looking it up. And just because you're not seeing it doesn't mean it's not there. Just look it up.
Listen, I'll go on.
You'll be surprised.
I'll get a black profile. I'll take a picture and say I'm just for my own curiosity. I'll see all these people in their mom's basement just being haters because they're too cowardly to get out in the street and beat people up, or I'm not seeing any of it. I just don't see. Here in Florida, they passed a law where you can't talk about the Jews. I mean, they'll throw you in like a third-degree felony they're trying to make it out about. Or you can't talk, you know, just talk about Jewish power. You can't talk about it. But then again, on the other hand, he wants to eliminate the Black History Month or whatever, which, you know, maybe that's not a bad thing. I mean, it's history, history. Why do we have to keep going over things that were bad? Why can't we move on? We're never going to get anywhere by just looking back. And I think Black people have come a long way. I have some Black friends. You know, they open doors for me at the store. But then there's some that might want to jump me and kill me. That's the same with white people, too. It's good and bad. That's how I look at it. But I'll let you go, B. You got other questions.
Absolutely. Across the board, there's good and bad. But it's the control, the manipulation that we're underneath. Because
there you go. Now you're coming around the trolls.
It's political. It's political ideology. Okay, the you have trolls can't exist without a bridge to live under. Okay,
look up some of the things that they were teaching. What they were teaching in the Frankfurt School back in the '20s, they were teaching all this stuff that they have in these colleges now. They just, you know, it's the same stuff. They're teaching the same thing, and it's really.
Well, I would love a chance to actually. Redo their curriculum. I mean, I had control over the curriculum, at least had a say in what we should be learning as far as history. I mean, Black history in American schools from junior high to high school, they only want us to know that we were slaves. That's it.
That's it.
They don't want us to know that, you know, the Moors conquered Europe twice.
Yeah.
They don't want us to know how we're the first seafaring people, okay, around the world. That's why you have Aborigines, you have the Olmecs, Central America.
Samoans. People in India, yeah. They say the people in India are Africans who just migrated because they have some of the same...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, I mean, they don't want us to know who we are. If I had a chance to change the curriculum, I would be making sure that stuff is known. You ask the average white person, you know, did you know Africans conquered Europe many times over? No. You know, they only know history as far back as whoever they think they're related to, royalty-wise, and whoever...
A lot of the pilgrims... go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
A lot of pilgrims who came here, they were, like, really into the Old Testament, and they thought that the Indians were, like, the what you call the Philistines, just kill them all off, because we are the... they thought they were Jews, too. Now, Black people think they're Jews. Get beyond this Jewish thing, man, because if you really even want to dig go into the Bible, there's a lot of murder in there. So if you wasn't Hebrew, we'll slaughter them all. Take the young ones for yourself to have pleasure and cut off the foreskins of all of them and use them for a gift to give this king over here because, I mean, there's some filth. I don't even want to get into that. I'll have Pat call and she'll drive you nuts. I'll let you go, B. You got other calls.
Right. Well, thank you for calling in.
I will. I dedicated the song to you. I wrote it right there on the spot for you.
Well, if you ever get another inkling to do that, go ahead and call it again.
I will. All right. Mike, stay away from the the bad stuff there. Yeah, I know he's, you know, probably got, ain't that boiling in his back pocket. Boyon, he's got condoms in his back pocket. I know what he's up to. I'll talk to you later, Steve.
All right. Mike, any comments on that? I guess not. He's going to plead the fifth. All right. Well, so actually I have a ton of material that is just backed up. I've not been able to get to a lot of stuff because of the 1-hour format, but I'm going to do a release here because I want to do because we are going to do Black History Month. But I want to get through some stuff that's just boiling up to the top of the pot here. Let's go ahead and catch this next. This next clip here. Go ahead.
Eminent witnesses, thank you, Mr. Turley. My condolences that you've had to sit through 60 of these, but thank you for being willing to do that. I look forward to hearing from all of you, but Mr. Chairman, I also look forward to hearing who others who are key to this investigation. Christopher Wray, the Attorney General, former FBI Director Comey, former CIA Director Brennan. I hope we have a chance to hear from them as well. I want to share with you my first experience in this area. 2017, member of the House Intelligence Committee, after months and months of stonewalling, we were finally allowed to go to the FBI building and to read the FISA application on Carter Page. And after reading that application, it was very, very clear to me the FBI has lied to the FISA courts. The FBI has lied to Congress, and the FBI has lied to the American people. After that, I had a similar experience with some CIA documents and then other agencies. And the result of this is when, Mr. Turley, you talk about losing the faith of the American people, if an FBI agent called me today and said they wanted to speak with me, I would never speak to them, regardless of the topic, without my attorney present. And by the way, Congress has to reauthorize 702 this year. And we are a long way away from getting the trust of confidence because of the subject we're talking about today. And we'll lose a valuable tool if many people are simply going to say, we won't give them that authority, they abuse it. I'd like to focus on the FBI abuse if I could. I'd remind you, Carter Page was an innocent American citizen. The FBI said he was a Russian spy. Turned out that was not true. In fact, turned out there was zero evidence that he was a Russian spy. And yet, the IG, FBI IG went and looked at the FISA application, and this is what they found. And Mr. Williams, I hope you'll pay attention to this because I'm going to ask you a question about this. They found 17 significant errors or omissions. They found 51 wrong or unsupported factual assertions, including FBI lawyers who simply made up evidence and included it in the FISA application. Disgusted by this, I would suppose, the IG went and looked at random 25 other FISA applications and found significant inconsistencies and omissions in every one of them. Mr. Baker, you're a former FBI agent. Do you think that 17 omissions, 51 wrong assertions in a FISA application, that, by the way, if you're going to get one right, don't you think that one that's targeting the President of the United States would be one you'd be particularly careful of? And yet they found that many omissions. Do you find that a standard acceptable?
Of course not, Congressman. And in fact, it's actually even worse than you described. There was exculpatory information available that was not considered. Some of the information that was considered, we now know from the Steele dossier, was false.
That's right. And the list goes on.
But even beyond that, the fact is that individual American, that U.S. person, Carter Page, should not have been subject to that FISA surveillance because he was an individual who, this is all on the public record now,
be brief,
had cooperated
please,
with the CIA and the FBI
That's
in previous
right.
investigations. So he would, by the guidelines that existed then, he should have been excluded from FISA. He could have been directly interviewed.
That's right. So, Mr. Baker, I'm going to cut you off because you've made your point. Mr. Williams, do you think that, as I've described to you, 17 omissions, 51 wrong assertions in one FISA application is professionally done?
Sir, I would say that this is a matter that continues to be of interest to the Justice Department.
It's a simple question. Do you find that acceptable? I'd think it's hilarious that you won't say, no, I don't.
What I'm saying, sir, is that this is a matter before the Justice Department and Congress that has been ongoing for years.
Okay, won't answer the question.
What
if
I will
you find
say
that
is that it makes sense for you to direct the question to the Justice Department.
I'm asking your opinion. I'm not asking for any insight into their investigation. I'm asking for a simple opinion. Do you find that acceptable?
What I will say as
okay,
is
never mind.
Opinion.
You're not going to answer the question.
I think he's answered.
Because of this, the FBI initiated reforms. And you know what they were? Trainings. Here's some trainings for senior FBI officials. Training number one, don't lie to FISA courts. Training number two, don't make things up. How about training number three? Don't hide evidence. That's what senior officials in the FBI did. And if I wish I had more time, I'm almost out of time, because I would come to you and ask. First, Mr. Williams, I'd come back one more time and ask you if you find that acceptable or not, but we won't waste time with it. I would ask, how do we restore faith in the FBI? Because we want to trust the FBI. And people say you're going after the FBI. What nonsense. We're trying to protect the FBI. I know FBI agents who are deeply offended by what they see. They want us to hold them accountable, and that's what the committee is going to do. Thank you. I yield back.
Thank the gentleman. The chair now recognizes the gentleman from California, Mr.
Yeah. So, FISA courts are finally getting into the picture. FISA court is supposed to be made up of politicians that are supposed to be watching our intelligence agencies. Now, for some fact that we hadn't really heard anything from these guys, as far as mainstream media is concerned, up until now, I think that is laughable. Okay? I think that is what's laughable. This intelligence committee, they know what's going on. Okay? They know what's going on. It's not hard to see. But, and, you know, at this point, these hearings, these little meetings that they have, questioning, there's no point. Nobody ever answers any questions. You've got federal agents who duck and dodge questions more so than any politician. Ducking and dodging. Refusal to answer any questions. Now, I remind you, but these are people with badges, gives them access anywhere they want in the country. They have guns, which they can point at any person they want to. These people think they are beyond answering questions of their quote-unquote superiors in front of the public. That itself is sedition. That itself is treason. That's a declaration of being enemy of the public. These people should be removed from all positions of any kind of authority. Instant removal. You can't ask your questions. Arrest this man for charges of treason. Next, can you ask my questions? Arrest this man for treason. Next. See, we're a country that's gone soft. We're a country that's gone soft. Remember when we used to have public executions? That's what we need again. We need it like the French Revolution. We need to start bringing all these politicians, all these intelligence officials, bring them to the guillotine. The streets should run red with their blood. We strike fear into the hearts of these people. We, the people, need to become pure terror to anybody who holds public office. We need to humble these positions and the people in them. You know, I think the people in the government have just lost their freaking minds. When was the last time you guys heard from Gingrich? Let's play this next clip.
Do you want him to run again? I mean, you saw our poll give a large number of Democrats say they don't want him to run again.
He is an absolutely historically successful president, and I want to see that continue.
He is White House officials defending the, quote, accomplishments Biden is expected to promote in tomorrow's State of the Union, as a new poll from Washington Post ABC reveals most Democrats, 6 in 10, don't even want Joe Biden as their nominee in 2024. Joining us now, Fox News contributor and author of Defeating Big Government Socialism, Newt Gingrich. Mr. Speaker, thank you very much for being here. What do you anticipate from the State of the Union? Will this be a list of his framing of his accomplishments as a precursor to running again, even though his party doesn't want him to?
Well, I think he almost has to go through that, because what happens is everybody in the executive branch submits their goodies and the president keeps piling them up. And after a while, the speech gets to be very long and sort of very boring. And then he'll probably have some rhetorical talk about a better future. And in between, he'll attack Trump and the MAGA Republicans. That's my guess. Now, I mean, one of the key questions is going to be, is he willing to talk about cutting spending? He'll he's going to appeal for a clean debt ceiling. That's his current position. But I think, frankly, it's likely to be a fairly boring speech. And I think it reflects the gradual decline of the Democratic Party. Myra Miller of the Winston Group has pointed out there are like 6.5 million fewer Democrats today than in 2018. And they had the lowest turnout in, I think, 20 elections among Democrats in 2022. So there are a lot of people drifting away from the Biden Democratic Party. And I think a lot of Democrats know that.
And what you would need, therefore, is enthusiasm, which is precisely something Joe Biden does not have. Mr. Speaker, a lot of the issues you just talked about are on the lips of voters. We had a panel of voters on Fox and Friends weekend yesterday on Sunday. Here's a portion of what those voters shared with us. Watch.
Where did all the billions of dollars go that we sent to schools? I want to see concrete examples of how we're going to be using that to bring our children's mental health and well-being back to thriving and prosperous.
I think people are really afraid of the future.
Whether it's spy balloons flying over the country, the border, or paying other countries to do jobs that we can do here at home.
I can't afford to pay rent. I can't afford to buy food. I can't afford car fare.
I think he's a failure. I think he's incompetent. And I'm not expecting anything tomorrow or on Tuesday that he's going to say anything that's relevant.
Yeah, that's the question. Will there be anything relevant that's touching people's lives, whether it's crime, whether it's the border, whether it's drugs, whether it's inflation? Is he going to go at those topics where he's got real vulnerabilities?
Yeah, no, there'll be things relevant and they'll all be lies. He'll say, you're really better off. I've really defeated inflation. The deficit's really down dramatically. We're really controlling the border. I mean, nobody's going to believe any of that stuff. He's going to proudly announce that having allowed the Chinese spy balloon to go all the way across the country and complete its mission, they finally shot it down off South Carolina, mm-hmm. only after it had been across the entire country. I mean, this is a very weak administration whose primary strength is the news media and who keeps telling us things that simply aren't true. So I'm assuming that the State of the Union will be a collection of untruths bound together by Democrats desperately cheering in the House and Senate membership. But I think Republicans ought to feel like, stay focused on solving real problems, insist on energy independence, do what it takes to close the border and control it, remind people of how much fentanyl is coming in, how many people are dying because of the Biden open border policy. I think the contrast is going to be pretty stark.
Yeah, they'll spin it just like Afghanistan. Not a failure. The biggest airlift in American history will be the type of spin they put on it. Right. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the new governor of Arkansas, will have a chance to respond, and that'll be interesting to see. Speaker Gingrich, thank you very much.
I think she'll do very well.
I agree.
You can't handle the truth.
I'm Steve Ducey.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news.
Yeah.
Real talk.
I mean, literally,
because you can,
the worst president we've ever had. Or the best president we've ever had, if you're a globalist. Tearing down sovereignty, individual rights, corporate power, extra military spending. Then Biden's your man. Probably the best president in those respects, right? The thing that gets me is Trump. Trump's gone a long way. Hail Mary. I believe Trump is at the 10-yard line. And the ball has just slipped through his hands. Play that next clip, please. All right, we're on commercial break. What's going on? Yeah, Mike.
The left-wing gender insanity being pushed on our children is an act of child abuse. Very simple. Here's my plan to stop the...
That's why I didn't know. All right.
Sorry, everybody. Donald Trump.
The left-wing gender insanity being pushed on our children is an act of child abuse. Very simple. Here's my plan to stop the chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our youth. On day one, I will revoke Joe Biden's cruel policies on so-called gender-affirming care. Ridiculous. A process that includes giving kids puberty blockers, mutating their physical appearance, and ultimately performing surgery on minor children. Can you believe this? I will sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to cease all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age. I will then ask Congress to permanently stop federal taxpayer dollars from being used to promote or pay for these procedures and pass a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. It'll go very quickly. I will declare that any hospital or healthcare provider that participates in the chemical or physical mutilation of minor youth will no longer meet federal health and safety standards for Medicaid and Medicare and will be terminated from the program immediately. Furthermore, I will support the creation of a private right of action for victims to sue doctors who have unforgivably performed these procedures on minor children. The Department of Justice will investigate Big Pharma and the big hospital networks to determine whether they have deliberately covered up horrific long-term side effects of sex transitions in order to get rich at the expense of vulnerable patients, in this case, very vulnerable. We will also investigate whether Big Pharma or others have illegally marketed hormones and puberty blockers, which are in no way licensed or approved for this use. My Department of Education will inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school official suggests to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations for sex discrimination and the elimination of federal funding. As part of our new credentialing body for teachers, we will promote positive education about the nuclear family, the roles of mothers and fathers, and celebrating rather than erasing the things that make men and women different and unique. I will ask Congress to pass a bill establishing that the only genders recognized by the United States government are male and female, and they are assigned at birth. The bill will also make clear that Title IX prohibits men from participating in women's sports, and we will protect the rights of parents from being forced to allow their minor child to assume a gender which is new and an identity without the parents' consent. The identity will not be new, and it will not be without parental consent. No serious country should be telling its children that they were born with the wrong gender, a concept that was never heard of in all of human history. Nobody's ever heard of this, what's happening today. It was all when the radical left invented it just a few years ago. Under my leadership, this madness will end. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, is everything Trump's saying correct and the right thing to do? I would believe that 100%. Is it the right thing to do as far as your running campaign in today's day and age? Probably not. I believe he shot himself in the foot. To be honest, there are too many people out there, too many extreme, once again, leftists, extreme leftists, who want to mutilate and diddle children. Unfortunately, that's a large part of our population. Unfortunately. So, is Trump going to get the numbers? This might be just a thing that makes people believe that Trump will lose his next election, even though they may turn that into a fraudulent situation again. He just gave him ammunition. If I were him, he's been doing great. He's been doing wonderful campaigning. If I were him, I would have just got into office and then declared all that stuff. But if that's his running platform, that is going to greatly divide the country. Conservatives against liberals. There's going to be a greater divide than there's ever been. I don't know if we can recover from that as of right now. But anyhow, can we get back to the phone lines? We have Gregory in California. Go ahead.
Hello.
It's been a while, my brother. How you been?
I've been better. I've been worse. No worries, though. You're sounding good, and Michael's sounding good, and everybody in the hood sounding good, so... It's a happy day. Yeah, anyway, I just have a problem with why you're spending so many precious moments on this moron or the moronic minutia of these pontificating explorative. Explorative criminals that we should be, what is that? We should be, you know, you don't look at them. You turn your back on them. What is that? Shunning. Yeah, shun the shiitake mushroom booger butts. That's the way I see it. Today. Yeah,
absolutely.
That you had, it was just all a bunch of lies. Just everything coming out of their moronic mouths were just pontificating moronic minutiae. That's all I got to say about that. Anyways,
I wish we could ignore them, but they control policy. Which we are all underneath.
Why do we allow that?
That's the question.
But who's me? Why in the holy hell but do we allow it? Why? Hey, you stick it up your, you know, sphincter, you moron. I'm not playing your game no more. It's beyond my incapacity or capacity, whatever capacity. You know, just. Oh, they after just being a little bit enlightened, I see how dull these bulbs, these non-illuminated bulbs, I wouldn't even call them black lights. I mean, black lights show a lot more neat morons. They're dead lights. They, you know, the filament's busted in their bulb. Yeah, maybe that's what it is, electrically speaking. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, but, it's all going, despotic. It's really weird, man. Are you still over there? Am I still on the air?
Yes, go ahead, yeah. I'm listening,
it felt like a dead spot. It felt a dead spot, man. Ooh.
I'm soaking it all in. I don't know why we're dealing with these people either, man. It's funny because we went against England as colonies for a 2% tea tax. Now we're living in a day where we're living in a federal 40% federal tax. What the hell?
No. And that tax How is has like compared to the inflation of the currency that we're currently coerced into utilizing for what most people fictitiously call money. Oh, that's a behooving. And why we don't just call it the truth and Satan slave tokens, man. I mean, that's what they are. They're bloody Satan slave tokens, because the Federal Reserve, and you know what it is. We all know what it is. I mean, I think if it was truly exposed, they would probably expose more weaponry on us than you can imagine, because they have the hubris. And not only that, but the power to do it. I mean, these guys are behind the bomb. It's not that moron bumbling Joe Biden, that buffooner of, what does Joe from Florida call him? Oh, man, that bumbling buffoon. He really is. He's... No, there's people behind that idiot. And there's people behind all the other idiots that are in the White House right now. I mean, we're talking about just a bunch of moronic psychopaths. Queers and steers and all sorts of... What was that? I love that Roger Sales, you know, the 10 years after. That song is memorable. I just had a brain fart. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, too many queers, not enough steers, right? Bill the Butcher would love that.
Pardon?
I said Bill the Butcher would love that.
Oh, yeah, boy. How is he doing? Have you heard from him?
Well, he's always doing good. He's
oh, good.
Busy shaping his granddaughter's future career. We've all invested something into that, and gonna hopefully have a hope for the next generation here.
Yeah, I hadn't heard from them in quite some time, and I was a little concerned, but I'm glad that they're doing well.
Yeah, I should have them back on to give you guys an update, for sure.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, they were extremely, not only entertaining, but enlightening. And I truly enjoyed their company. Yeah,
absolutely. So how are things going on there in Rough and Ready?
Oh, it's getting rough, and I'm trying to get ready. Old Granny Toots has, she's reclined to the bed and doesn't want to get up. And so, yeah, things are not doing all that great out here as far as she's concerned. So if you're going to go see her, you better come out and see her if you want.
Well, unfortunately,
here anymore.
Well, unfortunately, you know, I've got so many things going on here. I think I now have to sue the IRS. I don't know. They're playing with my money. So it may not be till October till I get out there. Which is probably for the best anyways, because I cannot stand summers in California or Texas. Not right now. Not my current level of health, and probably level of being out of shape. Being a keyboard warrior, researcher, journalist,
man.
Stuff.
Yeah,
and just
I know
keeps...
the feeling. I lost a lot of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah.
Well, I'm making plans. Well, I've had other offers to get that motorhome out to my brother. And so in October, we can make other plans. We've got other means of transportation, if you still want to go.
Well, we could talk about that off the air. But,
yeah.
I'd like to, yeah, well, so it's been a while since I heard from you, so you've just been waiting for me to get the second hour back going again, huh?
Yeah, I don't, I'm just not, cognitive right now on that subject. And like I say, I'm having brain parts these days. It's getting weird, but
well, I mean, you're out there in California. Speaking of weird, are you seeing any of these kind of people out there? These trans people, these people with the weird blue hair. Any of those kind of people around
the
area?
There's a lot of oddities. It's strange too, because it's like I see them at one point in town, in one part of town, like Nevada City. I go up to Nevada City, I see these folks, and they stand out. I go, no worries. A lot of people stand out around here. I do myself. In fact, I put the fear of whatever into a lot of different folks just by the sight of me. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a smell. I don't know. yeah.
You got snow out there now, huh?
And then I'm someplace else, totally different. I mean, across town or even in Grass Valley, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump away. I see these same people. It's like they're following me. I'm going, what the? It's weird. You see the same people. Oh, it's like they're following you. Wow. And, I mean, they're not like the same, what you call normal Roman type, you know, clean cut shade type folks. These guys are, hairy.
I hope you're not starting to be targeted. That would be
I know not I have been, but yeah, it's no big deal. No worries anymore. I mean, what the hell? We only got so many breaths to live, so many moments to give. It's and hell. You got to look at it like, I think it was Tom Landry that was saying that, they're going to target me, and they put me out. You know I was right over the target, and I know I was there, right? So what's the big deal, right?
I hear you.
There ain't no big deals, except for the last breath you take, and to everybody else, it really isn't.
Well, let me ask you, so how do you feel about Trump's plan to ban gender-affirming care for children?
I don't even see why that moronic statement or law or thing should even be put up into our discussion. It should. Little kids should be placed on the highest plateau of our existence. Our little wonders should be put at the epitome of our existence. All life beneath that should follow suit. All life. And then the mini minutiae, the materialistic poopy. But life should be held into the highest epitome of our existence, as far as I can see in my humble reality. But I don't. It's hard for me to relate how easy it truly is, what freedom and the love of truth. And it's just that simple, just to love truth, lead you to that freedom that's beyond words to describe how powerful and real it is. God, really real. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's mean, man. It's really a mean meaning. Boy, that's a new
one. Well, I don't know. What do you think about moving out of state, especially before they tax you for doing so? You've heard about that, right? Any Californians? Okay, well, so there's this new tax coming into play in California. They're putting taxes on people who move out of California, apparently.
I heard about that. I thought that was a couple of years ago that they were trying to astound with the people's slave tokens. I mean, these guys are... Well, you're talking mafioso, Nancy Piglosi and her nephew, Gruesome Newsome there, that piece of, that pedophilic piece of, I don't want to dwell on that anymore. The blood starts getting to... past the red zone there.
I hear you.
Yeah, those idiotic, moronic pieces of...
We'll keep it PG here. But, Gregory, I want to thank you for calling in, my brother. I got to close up the show here.
Hey, V, it's my pleasure speaking with thee again, and tell everybody out there I said hi, and I hope you make it back soon, or do whatever pleasures you the most or makes you freer, man. Let's all be free out there.
Well, those are two entirely different things. Do what pleasures me the most or what makes me freer, because if I do what pleasures me the most, I guarantee you I won't be a free man afterwards.
well, you gotta be on the same reality as she, because she, and I mean, there are, you can get that perfect reality where you're both free and sane, spectrum. It's a hell of a balance, and I've only experienced it once, and it was only for a short period of time, but it was just the most spectacular, synergizing energy balance that I could experience. I'm still glad I can keep that in my memory bank.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you, my friend. It's good hearing from you. I'm going to have to get in contact with you later on other things. And, have a good one.
And everybody else out there, tally ho.
All right. Yes. Well, things are moving along here. I think we might have a Valentine's Day. That's the holiday I'm looking for. Valentine's Day show tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe we can get a woman in on the show to talk about her opinions on the things that I will present. Who knows? Maybe I'll just pontificate. Maybe we'll just have some MGTOW stuff. I don't know. We'll see. But you're not going to know unless you tune in tomorrow at 10 p.m. Central. And, see? Anyhow, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So educate yourself.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and you hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.